You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Joe Dredd from Seattle is. Joe Dredd, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. All right, Joe's ready to rock this thing, Steve, so you better get out.
All right.
If you are playing along at home, Joe Dredd will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
All right.
According to the Christmas song, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy what?
New Year.
Yes. T and what other letter are printed on the tags of Beanie Babies?
Why?
Yes. Which ocean is Zanzibar in?
Zanzibar, Atlantic,
no.
Pacific, no. Indian.
Indian, yes. As of 2025, which southern city is considered to be the most dangerous in the U.S.?
Atlanta, Georgia.
No.
New Orleans.
No.
A pass.
Steve Urkel was a character on what sitcom?
What was the name?
Steve Urkel.
Oh, that was a Growing Pains?
No.
Different Strokes.
No.
What was Family Matters?
Yes. Yeah. Which dam is the largest hydropower producer in the U.S.?
Grand Coulee.
That's the one. What large breed of dog is Marmaduke from the comic strip?
That's a great day.
Sure is. What Winter Olympic event pairs cross-country skiing with rifle shooting?
Oh, what did they call that? I'll pass.
The Southern Tropic is also the tropic of what zodiac sign?
Cancer.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct, Joe Dredd.
It's only 6?
You know what? It could have been worse. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's time for Steve to try to lose.
He is so hungry for that 400th win, and it could happen today.
2 wins away. I'm at 398.
Well, yeah, he's got, 9 chances this week to get 2 wins. I think he's going to do it.
I hope so. I know Joe's a tough competitor, though. I've lost a few times to Joe my life. Yes.
Well, are you ready,
you
Steve?
Have, and I've done some great concerts because of that, too.
Yes, I know. That's whenever there's a good show, all of a sudden Joe's calling in to play.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah!
According to the Christmas song, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy what?
New Year.
Yes. T and what other letter are printed on the tags of Beanie Babies?
M?
No.
T-O?
No.
T-B?
No. Which ocean is Zanzibar in?
That would be Pacific.
No.
Atlantic.
No.
Indian.
Yes. As of 2025, which southern city is considered to be the most dangerous in the U.S.?
Florida.
No.
Oh, I mean Miami.
No.
Southern city. Let's go Orlando.
No. Steve Urkel was a character from what sitcom?
Family Matters.
Yes. Which dam is the largest hydropower producer in the U.S.?
The Beaver.
No.
The Hoover.
No.
The Joe Dredd Dam.
No. What large breed of dog is Marmaduke from the comic strip?
Oh, crap. He is a Great Dane.
He is. What Winter Olympic event pairs cross-country skiing with rifle shooting?
Oh, damn it. Oh, I used to play it in a video game. I loved it. Pass.
Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh my God.
And that is definitely not a win. You lost to Joe Dredd 6-4. Congratulations, Joe Dredd.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, no. You were so confident. So confident.
He won't even take off his blindfold. He's so ashamed.
I can't look at you guys.
I'm going to go sit in the corner.
I'm going to keep it on until the next game.
Our friend Joe Dredd did know that T and the letter Y are on Beanie Baby tags. It says tie. And then as of 2025, the most dangerous city in the U.S. is Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Our friend Joe also knew that the largest hydropower producer in the U.S. is a dam right here in the state of Washington, the Grand Coulee. The Winter Olympic event that pairs cross-country skiing with rifle shooting is the biathlon.
Yep.
And one you did not get to, the Southern Tropic is also called the Tropic of what zodiac sign?
Tropic of Libra?
Tropic of Capricorn.
Oh.
Steve.
Not the Tropic of Thunder.
You're still in very good position to hit 400 wins this week. It's just not going to happen at 750.
He still won't take off his blindfold.
No, I'm embarrassed.
The Daily Mix Show. Well, Steve, I hope you will remove your blindfold in order to look at who has been making donations to Coats for Kids. We're teamed up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters, and we're on a quest to hit $50,000. And we've had some big donations come in the last couple of days.
We've had some great rockaholics stepping up and helping out, and I want to give a massive, massive shout out to Stacy Shelton, who donated $100, as well as Kelly Danielson, also $100, and Tara Carey donated $75 to Coats for Kids.
You can donate as well over at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You, too, can leave us a voice message for any reason. It doesn't even have to be a good reason.
No.
Just hop onto the Odyssey app and look for the microphone icon, and you can leave us a VM. Steve, who's in there today?
Well, our first voice message has something to do with the Beat Migs proposal that happened a couple of days ago, where somebody proposed to his girlfriend after losing at Beat Migs, even though he said he would only propose if he won. But that, whatever. But here's the voice message.
Yeah. Those guys who did the proposal on Beat Migs, I truly hope they're really happy, but God, I hope they don't homeschool their kids.
Wow!
I mean, neither one did very good at Beat Migs.
One got 4 and one got
2? I don't even think combined they beat me.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to them.
They're happy. That's all that matters.
We wish them nothing but the absolute best. And hopefully a very happy, happy marriage, which apparently you're going to be doing
I'm available to officiate.
Okay. Are you charging?
I've never charged for a wedding yet. If you just give me a nice box of wine, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
A nice box of wine or just boxed wine?
A boxed wine is
black
fine.
Black
box? I love the black box.
Yeah, because you're fancy.
I am.
Been listening to you guys for 20 years. Recent move to Alabama. Not about to stop now. Keep rocking.
All right.
That's what they say. The Daily Migs Show, rocking the South.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
I've never heard them say that, but okay.
We're huge in Alabama.
Massive.
I was hoping I could get a hell yeah. At my company Christmas party, I won tickets to see the Seahawks take on the Rams this Thursday night. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah to that for sure.
Hell yeah. I can't believe that's tomorrow.
I know.
What?
This week is so weird.
And we'll be rocking the rivalry jerseys that everybody seems to hate.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think if we're giving out hell yeahs for people winning things at company Christmas parties, we got to give a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
to our friend Taryn Daly over here because you won big at our Christmas party.
You know what's so funny is we had two different drawings. One was for Seahawks tickets and one was for a 65-inch flat screen TV.
And you can only pick one to put a raffle ticket
in. Yes, and I saw how quickly the Seahawks tickets bin was filling up and I thought, well, there's no chance I'll win that one. I'll just put mine in the, you know, running for the TV. And then they pulled my number.
Hell yeah.
And guess what? I have no idea where I'm going to put this thing.
I'm sure, bathroom. How big is the TV?
It's 65 inches.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great right above the toilet.
Right? I guess Brad could probably make some use out of that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, I was the guy that once I saw the two jugs and they're like, oh, do you want to put your raffle ticket in for the TV or for the Seahawks? I'm like, I don't need another TV. I want the Seahawks tickets. Which, in retrospect, kind of a stupid idea because the TV you could have for a long time.
Yeah.
And if anything, if you don't need one right now, you could save it until eventually your TV is going to crap out.
For sure.
And here I am just trying to win. And it wasn't even a guarantee of what kind of Seahawks tickets. For all I know, and Danny, you did it as well, we would have been given like preseason game tickets.
In the 300 level.
Hell yeah.
All right, we want to do another voice message?
Yeah.
I am so annoyed with people who talk about Die Hard being a Christmas movie. It happens on Christmas Eve. That does not make it a Christmas film.
Hell yeah.
Gremlins is more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard. At least Gremlins happens on Christmas Day too. It's an action movie. It's a Bruce Willis movie. It is definitely not a Christmas film. There's no elves. There's no reindeer. There's no Christmas magic.
There are no elves. There are no reindeer. And there's definitely not any Christmas magic. He's not wrong.
I mean, I just don't feel like it's fair to say that just because it's a, you know, an action film that it can't be a Christmas movie.
There's no Christmas magic. There's terrorism, corporate crime, and marital tension. That is not a Christmas film.
Marital tension?
Thank you.
I feel like there's marital tension in a lot of Christmas movies.
And corporate crime.
Yes.
Definitely no terrorism.
No.
Not at least from Santa and those reindeer.
Never.
The Daily Migs Show.
Marital tension.
Marital tension. This morning, big things are happening at 10 a.m. Live Night is going on sale, and it's happening back at Snoqualmie Casino on February 13th, which is a Friday night.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be doing our entire show live on the stage. The men's room will be doing their show as well. All the sound effects, the music, the screw-ups, all performed live in front of an audience that you can be part of.
Plus, you just never know who's going to show up. Last year, Big Walt, Hall of Famer Walter Jones, hung out with us.
It's so much fun, and you've got to see it to believe it. Get all the details at KISW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is official. Philip Rivers has been announced as the starting quarterback again for the Colts. They're going to be playing Monday Night Football.
Isn't that the take on the 49ers? If I remember something correct. So, okay, now we can root for Philip Rivers and the Cinderella story. I just want to see him do great now.
I do too.
Yes.
And this is after, obviously, the loss that they had to the Seahawks, 18 points scored by Jason Myers. But Philip Rivers shared something that has been going viral about taking chances.
You know, maybe it will, I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. Hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes you, there is doubt and it's real. And again, you can the guaranteed safe bet is to go home or to not go for it, and the other one is shoot, let's see what happens, you know. And so I hope that in that sense that it can be a positive to some young boys, you know, or young people. It doesn't have to be boys, but
I love that mindset of shoot, let's see what happens. I've had that happen before in my life. I mean, I think about the time when we did the roast of Steve Miggs.
Oh, and that was so fun.
It was so much fun. I was not into the idea whatsoever at first. I was just like, I don't know. How's this going to go? Will it even sell? And even somebody said, like, what if it doesn't sell? That's going to look really bad. And I was like, but what if it does? And what if it's fun? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if it does fail? That's a massive thing, I think, that a lot of us think about. Even with, like, when we took on this chance of doing this new show, it's like, well, what if it fails? But also, what if it doesn't? What if it's what? And thankfully it hasn't. And like, that's when I think, like, those are the times I get most excited about anything I do, is like, okay, there is a very good chance of failure. And in a way, yeah, sure, maybe he failed because he didn't win the game, but did he really fail? He didn't look like an idiot out there. He didn't embarrass himself. He probably inspired so many people to say, hey, you know what, I'm willing to take a chance.
I mean, he almost won that game, and we almost embarrassed. I mean, we're still feeling a little embarrassed about the win.
I mean, it was a frustrating game, but it was like, you know what? Like, you don't factor that part in, like that human nature of just being like, I'm going to prove people wrong. Or in some instances, and I've been more of this mindset in my life now, is I want to prove the people who do believe in me right.
And what was it that the great one said, Wayne Gretzky? 100% of the shots you don't take don't go in, or something like that.
It's very Michael Scott of you.
Yeah.
Have you had an instance where it's like, shoot, let's see what happens?
Oh, many times. I think there were so many jobs I applied for over the years that I was way underqualified for. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go in there. Confidence is key. Act as if.
Right. And take it till you make it.
There were definitely times where you're like, you can tell the person interviewing you is thinking, what is this person doing here?
Why?
Like,
why
you are sorely underqualified for this job. Thank you for your time. But then there's the times that it actually worked out and someone gave you a chance because you brought forth that passion and that willingness to fight for it.
And
so,
you don't technically have this, but I think they maybe appreciate the fact that you had the balls to even apply.
That says a lot about a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
So what about you? 206-803-ROCK. Even if it ended in failure, what was your shoot, let's see what happens story inspired by Philip Rivers? When did you last take a chance and try doing something? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne. Even if you ended up failing, what is your shoot, let's go for it story? When did you just decide to take the chance and do something? Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold who took a chance on a girl, and they've now been together for 20 years.
All right.
We're
so
gonna
it worked
get their,
out, I guess.
Their love story in just a moment. But first, Eric is in Kenmore. Eric, what is your shoot, let's go for it story?
Yeah, back when I was 22, I had an opportunity to go to move to Oahu for a temporary 6 months role for a job. So I said I was brand new into the role. Didn't really know a lot about it, and just kind of said, screw it, let's do it, and ended up going to Oahu and ended up actually getting a job offer after I was there. So
that, awesome. That might have to be my new favorite tagline. Screw it, let's do it. Eric, what was your, like, some of your favorite memories about working in Hawaii?
Oh, man, the culture and the work life is just so much different over there. Everybody's family oriented. Work is there, but everybody just wants to go to the beach after work on the weekends. It's all about family time. And it was really great just to kind of get out and about every weekend and go to the beach, go on hikes and do stuff like that. It's very different than the mainland grind that everybody's doing day to day.
So how long were you there for?
I ended up being there for about 6 months. So I ended up coming back to the Seattle area and finishing out a rotational program here, mm-hmm. Just because it didn't fit into what I was trying to do long term. But always had the opportunity from the team over there that if I decided I wanted to take the jump full time and go back, that they would give me the opportunity.
Right on.
That's awesome.
You know, it's always funny because I'm always like, I would love to live in Hawaii. Like, that would be a goal. And everyone's like, yeah, you say that, but eventually you'll get sick of it. I'm like, well, I'd like to find out for myself instead of hearing what you have to say, person who never lived in Hawaii.
206-803-ROCK. Tony in Silverdale, what is your shoot? Let's go for it story.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, so about 20 years ago, I was at a restaurant downtown Portland with some of my friends. And it was a really crowded restaurant, really popular restaurant. And so my friends and I noticed this woman there that was shockingly gorgeous. I mean, she totally lit up the room. She had the most beautiful eyes. And it was, again, it was a crowded restaurant, and she was easily the most beautiful woman in the entire restaurant. And my friends and I were like, I don't know who could ever date someone like that. But I said, I have to go talk to her. And so I worked up the nerve, and I went up and I said hi to her. And we engaged in conversation for a little bit, and then I said, hey, we should hang out later, and she said no. And my heart just dropped, and I was like, oh, well, I was thinking to myself, I assumed it was going to go like this, because you take a shot with a woman like that, and you're going to lose. But then I said, well, could you at least take my phone number, and then maybe we can hang out tomorrow? She called me the next day, and we went out, and we went for a jog, and now we've been married for 16 years, and we have 5 kids together, and she is the most amazing person I've ever met. She is such a great mom and such an amazing wife.
I love that your first date involved her running from you, though.
Yeah.
Tony, out of curiosity, the restaurant that you guys met at, is it still around? Do you guys ever get to go back there?
It was called Wranglers, and it's downtown Portland. I'm not sure if it's still there or not, because we've moved away from Portland. But, yeah, it was a super popular spot back in 2006.
Tony, part of me was going to say, I thought you were going to say, yeah, it was called Acropolis. And
Yeah. No.
Dude, that's a great story, though. No, so I love the whole, it goes back to that first call. Screw it, let's do it.
Screw it, let's do it.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Ford, you're in Port Townsend this morning. When did you take a chance and just decide to do something?
Well, it was about 25 years ago. I was a mechanic, out of work, couldn't find any work. Saw a job for a construction worker. I showed up. I met with the boss. He asked me, what do you know about construction? I just looked at him and said, I don't know anything. I don't know nothing at all. But I need work, and I'm willing to learn. He said, perfect. You don't know anything. You'll only know what I teach you.
Clean slate.
18 years later, I own the company, and I'm still running it today.
Oh. Ford, do you do the same thing as the big boss now? Do you take chances on people that maybe don't have as much experience?
I do.
I'd be great if you're like, hell no.
I give everybody a shot.
Nice. Dude, I love it, Ford. You're a good man.
That's a great story.
I do love this text message we got. Hey, guys, it was this time last year at 37 years old. I enrolled in an 8-week boxer training program with a bout scheduled at the conclusion of the training. I sold tickets. I trained my ass off. I raised a bunch of money for charity, all for the event. To get canceled days before. I was one of the older guys in the program, but it was fun to give it a shot. I'm bummed it didn't work out, but it was cool to see so many people support me on the way.
That is a really neat chance to take on life.
And also, it didn't end the way that you hoped, but it was kind of maybe an eye-opening thing for you to realize that there were so many people that were in your camp and that had your back.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I feel like there's a shoot, let's go for it story happening this morning, and that is you on a quest for 400 wins.
Yes, screw it, let's do it.
Screw it, let's do it, but you were delivered a loss at 650 this morning, so it could still happen today. If someone wants to give a call, 206-803-ROCK is the number. Yesterday at 540, there was a cheat sheet given out with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 750.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.